A chess engine did something extraordinary in 2017. AlphaZero, without any human instruction on chess strategy, defeated the world's most powerful traditional chess program. But victory wasn't the remarkable part. It was how AlphaZero played. It made moves that defied centuries of chess wisdom, yet proved devastatingly effective. Grandmasters watching the matches felt like they were witnessing an alien intelligence at work. This wasn't just a computer calculating faster, it was thinking differently. This moment marks our entry into uncharted territory. For the first time in history, we've created intelligence that operates beyond human comprehension. AI doesn't just extend our capabilities, it perceives patterns we cannot see, makes connections we cannot fathom, and arrives at conclusions through paths we cannot trace. We're no longer simply building better tools. We're creating partners whose logic remains fundamentally foreign to us, yet whose insights increasingly shape our world. Traditional computers followed explicit instructions. If this happens, do that. They were brilliant calculators, but terrible at messy, ambiguous tasks humans handle effortlessly. Why can a toddler instantly recognize a cat in any lighting while early AI systems stumbled? Because the real world doesn't follow neat rules. Everything changed when we stopped programming intelligence and started letting machines learn it. Modern AI learns from examples, developing internal models of how things work. Show a neural network millions of cat pictures, and it doesn't memorize rules about whiskers and ears. It develops representations we cannot fully articulate or understand. When MIT researchers used AI to discover Halicin, a novel antibiotic effective against resistant bacteria, the AI identified patterns human scientists might never have recognized. This represents more than incremental progress. We've crossed a threshold where machines access dimensions of reality imperceptible to human cognition. They don't process information faster, they process it differently, identifying correlations our minds aren't wired to see. Consider a medical AI predicting disease outcomes from imaging scans. It doesn't just spot what radiologists see, it identifies patterns correlating with disease progression in ways even experienced doctors cannot articulate. The AI makes accurate predictions, but cannot explain its reasoning in human terms. This isn't a bug, it's how these systems work. Throughout history, we've extended our senses with microscopes, telescopes, and X-rays, but these tools translated information into comprehensible forms. AI operates differently, developing internal representations that don't map onto human concepts. Its logic, while effective, remains alien to human reasoning. This challenges something fundamental. Since the Enlightenment, human reason has been positioned as the ultimate arbiter of truth. But what happens when machines develop understanding humans cannot share? When an AI makes correct predictions through processes we cannot follow, what does understanding even mean? We're confronting a new kind of knowledge, one existing beyond individual human comprehension, yet undeniably useful in navigating reality. AI isn't confined to laboratories. It's woven into daily life through global platforms. Every scroll, search, or ride request triggers countless AI micro-decisions shaping your experience. These platforms have become essential infrastructure, yet their operations remain opaque. Network effects make this powerful. Platforms grow exponentially more valuable as users increase. Facebook has more citizens than any nation. Google processes more information than any government. These aren't just companies, they're digital entities transcending traditional boundaries, effectively regulating reality for billions. The pandemic exposed this dependency. Overnight, AI-driven platforms became essential for work, education, and connection. We're now partnered with invisible algorithms curating what information we see, what options we're presented, and how we interact. This partnership feels intuitive, even helpful, but it's algorithmically determined in ways we rarely examine. The question isn't whether AI shapes our lives, it already does. It's whether we'll develop governance mechanisms ensuring it does so responsibly. AI differs fundamentally from previous military technologies. It's being developed everywhere simultaneously. Nuclear weapons required massive facilities and rare materials. AI breakthroughs happen in university labs, startup offices, even on personal computers. The same facial recognition unlocking your phone can power military surveillance. Autonomous navigation for self-driving cars can guide missiles. This dual-use nature makes traditional arms control nearly impossible. The cyberspace dimension is particularly unsettling. AI detects and responds to threats in milliseconds while exploiting vulnerabilities at unprecedented speeds. Language models generate convincing disinformation targeted to specific psychological profiles, adapting in real time to audience responses. Most concerning is how AI compresses decision-making timeframes. When systems operate at machine speeds, human decision makers face pressure to delegate critical choices to automated systems. An AI-enabled early warning system might detect a pattern it interprets as imminent attack, demanding immediate response. Unlike nuclear weapons, whose capabilities can be demonstrated and understood, AI systems' abilities may remain unclear, even to their operators, complicating deterrence and raising the specter of miscalculation. When machines generate moving art, recognize emotions, and engage in responsive conversations, what remains distinctly human? This is an abstract philosophy. It's urgent as AI enters domains we once considered uniquely ours. For some, AI partnership is exhilarating. Scientists make impossible discoveries. Doctors diagnose diseases earlier and more accurately. Artists explore previously inaccessible creative possibilities. But for others, AI represents dislocation. Jobs transform or vanish. Decades-honed skills lose value overnight. The psychological impact of watching machines excel at tasks that once defined your expertise cannot be understated. Most profoundly, AI is reshaping how future generations conceptualize knowledge itself. Children with AI tutors won't view knowledge as something to internalize like previous generations did. They'll see it as something accessed through partnership with intelligent systems. This isn't necessarily worse, but it's fundamentally different, and we're only beginning to grapple with what it means for human development and identity. AI is already here, reshaping our world. The choice isn't whether to embrace it, but whether we'll develop it thoughtfully or recklessly, govern it wisely, or let it govern us. This demands unprecedented coordination between technologists, policymakers, and ethicists to ensure AI evolves with deliberate direction rather than unchecked momentum. Beyond governance lies reconceptualizing human purpose when machines match our cognitive abilities. Rather than viewing this as competition, we might explore what makes human experience valuable beyond task performance: creativity, moral reasoning, emotional connection, the search for meaning. These remain distinctly human, even as AI augments our other capabilities. Emerging human-AI partnerships point toward a future where the question isn't who's better, but what we achieve together. In science, creativity, and problem-solving, combining human insight with AI's pattern recognition proves more powerful than either alone. We're creating intelligence that operates on fundamentally different principles than our own. Navigating this transition requires wisdom, humility, and willingness to question centuries-old assumptions about knowledge and identity. The age of AI isn't happening to us. We're creating it, choice by choice. The question is whether we'll do so with intention, guided by our deepest values, or drift into a future shaped by forces we never decided to unleash.